Okay, if I were talking to a child, I might say hunch down, or I might say scrunch down, or I might say screech down.
Do you associate any of those terms with, is there a difference to you between sort of the neutral position of getting down like to inspect tobacco leaves or something, or like if a child wanted to hide behind a sofa, he might, you know, where you couldn't see him, he might go back there and...
Scrunch down and screech down would probably be to fit into a small place.
Like hiding,
yes, that would be one. Or if I wanted somebody to get down out of my way, I might say screech down.
Mm-hmm.
But hunker would be what you would do to inspect something, because you wouldn't be getting down flat on the ground. You'd be sitting on your heels,
uh-huh.
kind of. And, or, let's see.
What position are you in? Crouching
would be more leaning forward than mm-hmm. hunkering. Your back would probably be straighter.
Mm-hmm.
And crouching, your back would be bent over.
When would you crouch? I mean, is that with hiding? Or?
Well, it could be with hiding, yeah. Or you could crouch, probably with hiding would be the most common place for it. You might crouch down to get something, but that wouldn't be as usual.
Are your knees on the ground when you're scrunched down? Or?
They could be. They wouldn't have to be. But to be scrunched down or screeched down, you'd probably have to be bent over and sort of collapsed together. Your chest would be down towards your knees. Whereas hunched down, you'd think of your shoulders being bent too, but hunker down wouldn't. I'd say hunker down would be to just get down on your heels.
What about squat?
That squat would be to get down on your heels and with your back straight.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, your back would be straight to hunker or squat.
What do you call this back part of your thigh here?
A hamstring? Isn't that the hamstring?
Is that a muscle or a...
Yeah, it's probably a tendon.
What about,
if you hamstring a horse, it's a tendon you cut.
Why would you cut?
To hobble a horse, to hurt somebody's animal. It's a horrible thing to do. It's like slashing your tires now.
Yeah.
If you hamstring somebody's horse, he can't chase you on it.
But the horse could never...
No, it would ruin the horse for any use.
That's that tendon
that comes down the back of the leg.
Yeah, when the leg curves like...
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use the word hunkers or haunches for this?
No, I wouldn't. A haunch is everything from the top, from your waist to your mid-thigh, probably. Like
uh-huh.
a haunch of beef would be that. And I would say a haunch of a person is the same thing. It would include half of the buttocks and most of the thigh.
Uh-huh. What would you say about someone who had been sick for a while? You'd say he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
I'd say, well, it would depend on how he looked. I might say he looks kind of peaked if he were looking a little pale, or I might say he looks wan, although I wouldn't use that as often.
Mm-hmm.
Peaked would be more likely.
What would you say about someone who's in good shape? You'd say he's big and...
Big and healthy, big and strong. Let's see.
What if he's built kind of heavy, but he's still, he's a little overweight, but not really fat.
Husky?
Mm-hmm.
Husky?
Okay.
I would say that's a husky kid
what
or a husky man.
Stout?
Probably wouldn't use stout. That's not a word in my common vocabulary. I'd be more likely to say she's heavy or she's fat than stout.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose their temper very
cheerful,
easily?
Happy, cheerful.
And someone like a teenage boy is just all arms and legs.
Gangly. I might say gawky, but I'd probably say he's gangly.
Mm-hmm.